Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This Toronto bullpen is very hittable. Mm-hmm. Very, very hittable. And if you go back to game one when the Blue Jay bullpen did do a pretty good job, most of it from Brendan Little and Jeff Hoffman and even Sir Anthony Dominguez, it was done once the Blue Jays opened this game up. You know, I still trust the Yankee bats, especially at Yankee Stadium, against the likes of Varland and Dominguez and Hoffman and Little and Fluharty. Like, this is not a fierce bullpen, and I think once you get to it, the bats are going to explode. That's mm-hmm. number one. Number two, I have great respect for Shane Bieber. He's only made three postseason starts and has scored two of them, coincidentally, against the Yankees. This is still a guy coming off Tommy John.
Yeah.
This is still a guy who's only made seven or eight starts coming off of Tommy John. I have a confidence, more than anything, Teak, in the Yankee offense breaking out, especially at Yankee Stadium. The question's going to be, what does Rodon do? What does Schlittler do if they get to a game four? The bullpen getting enough outs. But the area where I do have confidence, and maybe it's because of the runs they exploded for late in game two, the seven runs they scored in the last four innings.
Yeah.
I think they're going to hit, and I think it is very premature from the Yankee fan to think they're done and from the Yankee hater to be dancing on their grave.
Well, I don't think the Yankee fan wants to think they're done. It's just the frustration of these first couple of games. They've been non-competitive, at least as the score has pertained to. And yeah, Shane Bieber's coming off Tommy John surgery, but it still doesn't mean he's not going to rise to the occasion because of the emotion that's around this Blue Jays team. I know that's an intangible thing because baseball doesn't feel like the emotion takes precedence. Like, think about football. It's an emotional game. It's a physical game. There's ways to get guys jacked up or ready in different ways than hitting a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Whereas in baseball, it really is like it's being dialed in. And there's an attention to the details that matter. If you're a Yankee fan, despite everything that you just said, it just feels like the attention to the details aren't there for this Yankee team. So it's hard to be optimistic. So you're right. Your optimism is correct. I think it's just hard for the Yankee fan to see it.
And mine is, and I wouldn't even define it as optimism. It's just being honest about what I still think this team is capable of doing and who they're facing. I'm just being honest. Now, it's a baseball game. Crazy crap happens. Like, I don't think any of us expected that Treya Savage was going to take a no-hitter into the sixth inning and strike out 11 guys.
No. I did the moment I saw his mom pounding tall boys in the crowd.
I gave it away.
Oh, he was raised right.
Yeah. I looked at her. I'm like, that's a mom.
That's a man from a farm in Pennsylvania. That's his origins. But who saw that coming other than Sean? Who saw Schlittler dominating the way he did in game three? So baseball is a weird, weird game. But I don't believe this Yankee offense, the best offense in baseball throughout the regular season, is just going to get shut down, especially by a lot of the mediocre pitching that the Toronto Blue Jays have. But like I said at the top, the moment's going to find Aaron Judge, and he's got to put his mark on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the best way to define Judge's postseason, because to say it's crappy is not fair. Like, if you're 8-for-18 and you're hitting .444, you're obviously not producing.
It's just non-impactful.
And that's the key. It's non-impactful, and he hasn't let his stamp be felt in this postseason. It just hasn't happened yet.
No.
And sometimes you need that moment to find you. He had it in game one. It was right there.
Right.
The whole game was going to flip. I thought it was going to flip. I think most of us probably thought it was going to flip. And yes, his teammates didn't back him up with Ben Rice and Giancarlo Stanton not coming through either. But when it's bases loaded, nobody out, early in a series in which if you win game one and you got Max Fried on the mound against the rookie in game two, imagine the confidence level
right.
and how everything could change. That's why I don't buy this crap. Well, they were going to lose 10-5 anyway. You don't know that. Everything could have played out differently. And unfortunately, and as that pitch was thrown by Gausman, we all knew it was ball four.
It was a ball out of his hands.
Did you not scream at the TV, ball four?
Oh, immediately. You knew it was a ball out of his hands. But again, this is just the microcosm of being who Aaron Judge is. We're just going to solely focus on that bat. And as much as it enrages us, it's just they had other opportunities to get runs.
He's entitled to a bad at bat.
Exactly.
In a series.
Especially in this postseason.
But the reason why none of those answers work is because of the resume over the last 6 years.
Okay.
This is not his first postseason. If it was, I'd be with you. I'd say, you're right. Yeah, whatever. It's baseball. Sometimes you don't come through. I get that. It's just that this has been going on for a while. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Toll-free number. Let's kick it off with Artie in Rockland. Good afternoon, Artie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
Listen, I want to tell you something. This guy, Jason Dominguez, who came up as a 5-tool potential superstar, has been on the roster now postseason twice, this year and last year. And he's a natural center fielder. Grisham's batting .150 with 8 strikeouts. It's 12-0. 12-0 yesterday.
Mm.
You can't give the kid an at-bat. You can't put him in the outfield for a few innings. It's 12-0. Are you serious? Why can't they let him bat one time?
So if you do that, are you doing that as a gateway to eventually him starting game three? Is that what you're thinking?
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I got news for you. If it was up to me, I would sit Grisham for the entire rest of the postseason and let this kid get his feet.
Here's the problem.
I mean, it might happen because Aaron Boone, when asked about it today, he said, look, he's considering lineup changes.
Here's the problem with that lineup change. Whether Boone does it or not, I'm going to give you my honest opinion.
Yeah.
The guy started 4 games since September started. He has had 20 plate appearances since September started.
Yeah.
They've buried him. If all of a sudden now on October 6th, when the guy has had no role as a starter.
It's unfair to him. No, you're right.
Of course it is. What do you think's going to happen, Magic?
I do think, though, if you want to be real to his point, is Jason Dominguez a building block for the future of this team? Because if he is, in those spots, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to give him 2 at-bats in a playoff game just to kind of feel the end.
That's a different story, and that's why my question to Artie was, what's your plan with this?
Right.
Is it, hey, it's a blowout, let me get him experience because it's a gateway to game three? If it's a gateway to game three, I will say this respectfully, it's a panic idea. The guy's had 20 plate appearances in over a month, and the Mets were forced into that, remember, with Ronnie Mauricio?
Right.
And I think one of the reactions was, boy, well, you don't play a guy for a month. What the hell do you expect? This is the same thing, except worse, because you'd be doing it on your own. You'd be making the decision. And I get it. Trent Grisham hasn't been him.
He hasn't been the guy. He's become Sam Darnold with the Vikings. Had this great career year out of nowhere. You got to the end of the year, and now he's just turned back into a pumpkin.
I get it, but do you want to sit him for a guy who's had 20 plate appearances in a month?
No, but you know what? It's more of an offseason, bigger picture thing. What the Yankees did with Jason Dominguez this year, and look, Grisham earned the right to play. He's going to ultimately, if he ends up being ruined and not what we thought, we're going to look back and realize what a disgrace they were to Dominguez this year.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that.
Now, you can't.
You can't, because when you look at it in real, when you remember it in real time, meaning in during the regular season, Trent Grisham was fantastic.
I agree.
He had a breakout year, so to speak, especially offensively. Defensively, he's always been good. We know that. But offensively, he was a marvel. So you can't second guess it.
I agree.
His postseason has sucked, but you can't second guess what he did in the regular season. That would be unfair to Trent Grisham.
And he doesn't have a postseason track record of shrinking. He actually had an incredible run in 2022 at San Diego.
Yeah.
So it's not as if, the moment's too big for Trent Grisham. It's just replacing him with a guy that's barely played in a month. Definition of a panic move.
That would be desperate.
Yeah. Julio is calling from Queens. What's up, Julio?
Hey, Julio.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan. I just want to say about Judge, I'm not really disappointed in him, or a little bit disappointed in him, because I know in years past we always said that he doesn't hit in postseason. But honestly, we're not asking to hit. We're asking him to be Aaron Judge, hitting home runs, hitting RBIs, extra base hits. But my biggest problem right now is not really Aaron Judge, more with Giancarlo, Trent, and Ben Reiser kind of have been kind of quiet. My biggest problem is here is with the batting coach is like our team can't see off. They just swing in and miss.
Well, right. When I mentioned this to Tiki yesterday, we were talking a little bit about this game. Their approach against Kevin Gausman on Saturday was really surprising, and that was to hack early. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about the amount of guys, and I could actually tell you the answer because I scored it, but think about the amount of guys that swung at the first pitch.
Yeah.
It was a complete strategy shift against Kevin Gausman, a guy who a bunch of Yankees have had success against, including Aaron Judge, and so they were hacking early. Very early against him. Against Treya Savage, who obviously they don't have experience with. It's all new. He's got a very different windup. How many fastballs right down the middle did they take for strike one? Which only set up his devastating splitter for them to be chasing after, which was constant, whether it was Cody Bellinger, it was Ben Rice. I mean, they were swinging through splitters in the dirt constantly. Yeah. Like, their chase was off the charts, but it was all set up, Teague, because they took the exact opposite approach in game two, in which they were taking pitch one constantly.
Which doesn't make any sense, because what worked in the wild card series was exactly what they did in game one of this series. Swing at first pitch, right? Didn't we talk about this with Ben Rice with his home run in the first inning when he finally got off the bench? He smashed it first pitch, right? And so I think it's we don't know enough about this kid to know what he's going to do. He's probably scared of you, so he's going to throw the first one in the dirt. So don't swing at it.
Yeah.
When in fact, you should have seen from just his swagger that he wasn't scared of anything.
Oh, no, he was...
Game in his game as well.
Hold on, we're going to instant replay.
Yes.
They are saying the ruling on the field stands. He did not say the wrong word. It just may have sounded that way. All right, continue on.
It's all good. It was
that was it?
Unless you're on hold, you didn't hear it.
You dumped it!
Reminder.
No.
We can't have curses on the radio. I know it's funny. I know you think it's hilarious.
No.
But we can't tell the FCC, well, Evan thinks it makes for a better radio show if we curse.
Now, let me tell you why. Cam Schlittler is a human being.
Yes, he is.
If someone makes a mistake, like Tiki almost made, but Tommy was too handsy on the dump button for anyone to hear, that's a part of the game.
That's not how it works.
Whose game?